Welcome into Baltimore Sports Today, the daily podcast from the Baltimore Sports Report Network. It's episode 335 for Wednesday, November 16th, 2016. I'm Zach Will from BaltimoreSportsReport.com. Joined as always by my good pal, Jabby Burns. How are you, Jab?
I'm great, Zach. It's Wednesday. We're going to get wacky. And who doesn't like a nice draft? And whether it's a draft beer or whether it's a draft snake style, we're going to do one for you today.
Yes, I know. This will be a fun, wacky Wednesday show. Before we get started, it's November 16th. It's my brother Ben's birthday.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Ben.
Nice.
So shout out to my brother Ben. Happy birthday.
Is Ben a 1-9?
Awesome day. I think if he's in the car with my dad, there's a chance he could be.
Thank God for G. I'm telling you, I don't know what we'd do without G money. He's bringing our audience from like 9 to like 15 every time he transports people in his vehicle.
I know. We need to include that on our show stats. You know, every time you're listening to the show with someone else in the car, look, we want to count that. Okay.
Yeah, we need it.
So maybe we'll just assume everybody has 1.5 passengers in the car every time they're listening to the show when we give the demographics of the show, you know?
Yeah, and as your father drives around, everybody knows he drives this huge van with speakers on the outside, like a Sonos type thing wrapped around his car. So if you hear him over there in the areas of Mr. G Money, then go ahead and give him a shout out and say you're a 1-9 just to let him know that he's not doing this for nobody.
That's right. Yeah, we need to know that. We need to
yes.
know that. So, with that said, Wacky Wednesday, we got a draft today. What are we drafting, Jabby Burns? What are we doing today?
I think this is your brainchild.
Yeah.
We are going to draft our favorite sports movies. Now, we didn't talk about it in the pregame, but what constitutes a sports movie? If there is a game of sport being played inside of a movie?
Sure. Yeah, okay. And I would say you could go take some creative liberties with that a little bit.
Oh,
you know?
I have.
All right.
I have. I got a nice list here. And I flipped the coin before the show, and you got the first pick.
I got the first pick? Okay.
Yeah, you picked Tails. Manny called it out for you. He said Tails, so you got it.
All right. I'm shocked that Manny picked Tails. That's what a surprise. Well, I should have known that.
That's very shocking. I didn't even mean to do that, but I'm glad I put that in there for
you. There
you
go. Very clever. Very clever. All right. So our you know, before we get started, this is our draft of our favorite sports movies of all time. I'm going to mention at the end of the show, but I'm going to mention here at the beginning too. We're going 5 rounds, and I have done a little bit of research to remember some of my favorite sports movies. Wherever we rank these, I'm sure there will be people that want to dispute them, want to debate them, and we definitely want to hear from you. He's at Jabby Burns on Twitter. I'm at Zach_Will at BAL Sports Report. Gets to both of us, so we want to know what your list looks like. With that said, not only my favorite sports movie of all time, an easy one for me, but actually probably my favorite movie of all time has got to be Field of Dreams. So I am, without a doubt, taking Field of Dreams as 1-1, and it's kind of like one of those can't-miss picks for me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I watch Field of Dreams several times a year, you know, at least, usually always before opening day. It's one of those movies that I love as a baseball fan, but also as just that the father-son aspect of it. I think I've talked pretty extensively on BST over 335 episodes about my love for Field of Dreams. It's one of my all-time favorite movies, probably the all-time favorite. So it's an easy, easy 1-1 for me if I get the first overall pick.
Wow, I like it. I did know that about you. You do get like melancholy and you watch that movie right before. But usually there's been like 4 games before you get to watch it because they're playing in Australia and they're doing all the wacky stuff that they are.
Right.
But that is a fantastic 1-1. No one to be upset about that, and especially with your background in the old baseball seam head that you are. I think that makes sense. For me, I like comedy. I like golf. And Caddyshack 1980 is my number one seed. Chevy Chase, one of my favorite actors of all time. Shockingly, I like people that are funny because I'm not. So it's like to be around people that are. And he was just in his prime. Some of the movies that he put out there, the Fletch, all those movies together. And, you know, he's tailored off a little bit. But that movie for me, there's so many one-liners in that movie. And Rodney Dangerfield is underplayed, how great he is in that movie as well. So Caddyshack for me, a 1-1. I don't know if he would have been on your list, but I couldn't have it not on mine, so I had to grab him early.
It's one of the, yeah, I totally understand the pick, right? Because you want to make sure it doesn't get scooped from you. So that's a good one. I like that. I like that pick. That's that wasn't super high up on my list, but I mean, Caddyshack's a classic, so I'm happy for your squad that you were good. Able to grab that one, Jeb.
So I left some big ones out there for you, though.
There are quite a few big ones out there, and I was trying to decide, you know, which direction to go. I think I'm gonna, you know, play it safe again with the mindset of not wanting it to go somewhere else. That somewhere else being your pick, Jab. And I'm gonna go with, how about a Barry Levinson movie, The Natural,
which
is another fantastic, awesome baseball movie. I am looking these up on IMDb to, like, you know, give everybody a little bit of background, I guess, if for some reason you're not familiar with Field of Dreams or The Natural. The description on IMDb for The Natural is: an unknown comes out of seemingly nowhere to become a legendary player with almost divine talent. And The Natural's another fantastic baseball movie. For me, right behind Field of Dreams. I'm pretty happy with my first two picks because they are you know, definitely 1-2 as far as my favorite sports movies go. So
I'm guessing Pride of the Yankees is next for you, probably.
Pride of the Yankees is definitely not next. No.
I had Natural. It was between The Natural and Caddyshack going for 1-1, and I just didn't want to leave Caddyshack out there. But The Natural is my favorite baseball movie of all time. I love the weird scenes when it's all dark and he's got this weird meeting with the owner, and it's just so many cool, like, I thought the whatever it's called, filmography was fantastic in that movie. Just the different shots and how cool it is, and the sounds and everything. It just kind of gives you that you're always on the edge of your seat, but yet it's a baseball movie. So yeah, it would be Natural and Field of Dreams for me back to back there. But those are two great picks, especially for a steam head like yourself.
That's right.
I'm gonna take Hoosiers. I was a Hoops guy. I thought I was gonna play in the NBA. I still think I'm gonna play in the NBA, even though I have, you know, I have worse feet than Antonio Gates. I really do love Hoosiers. That movie is kind of special in so many different ways. The basketball aspect when I was growing up, that was a huge time for me, and it was just so great to watch the picket fence, Jimmy Chiswick, everything, the man having to deal with the alcohol father coming out of the stands, you know, being coaching and doing some things like that, seeing some of that stuff growing up was kind of, you know, there, and it was real, you know what I mean? It was one of those things where you've seen things like that happen at different tournaments, and parents trying to make it all about them. But what a great movie. Great, just kind of like a inspirational type movie, but also some really good values when it comes to basketball as well. So I'll take Hoosiers as my two.
Love it. All right. Great pick. So Jab's got Hoosiers and Caddyshack so far.
Watch all these movies today.
Field of Dreams and The Natural. I know when you talk about them, it's like, oh, I really want to watch this. Where to go next? You know, you probably would expect me to go with another baseball movie, and there are some fantastic baseball movies out there, but I want to make sure I'm a little more well-rounded and probably one that ranks, you know, higher on the list than some of the other baseball ones, because there are some good ones out there. I'm going to take Miracle. Miracle is obviously a fantastic movie. Kurt Russell's amazing as Herb Brooks. I love them syncing up the game with Al Michaels' call, because that was, you know, part of the amazing moment that was this story. So the way they were able to do that makes it pretty incredible. So I'm gonna switch gears from baseball to hockey and go with Miracle. And one of those movies too, Jeb, they're looking at some of the rest of my list where it's about more than just, you know, the game that's being played, you know, the stakes are higher. It's about more than just those things.
Countryism, whatever it is. I mean, that's basically what's going on there in that movie. That's great. You also remember, you know, I say I never watch movies. I think I don't watch regular movies. I've seen every single one of these sports movies since I'm going back through it. It's just crazy. And this is one off the radar, and I just want to get it in now and just get it out of the way and save my two big willies for the end. But there's a movie in 1981 that came out. I know, Zach, you weren't born, but Victory is a soccer movie with Pelé, and Sylvester Stallone is in it. And it's for some reason one movie that I go back to. And again, we're talking about bigger than baby the sport on the field. It kind of, you know, basically transcends the sport on the field, about these guys trying to get out of a certain area, and you know, it has to do with the Germans and POWs from World War II. And don't get, you know, mixed up with all that stuff. Just the acting in it, the great soccer that they played on the field. And then, I don't know, it just was a great movie for me. And for some reason, I went back and looked at it and I said, I got to have this guy in the mix here. A lot of people probably have never seen it. But if you have, if you're a soccer head or you even enjoy that, seeing that, it's Pelé. Like I said, Pelé's in it. Michael Crane, Sylvester Stallone, just a really, really cool inspirational flick there too. So I will take a victory, 1981 special.
Wow, I like it. So you got golf, basketball, and soccer so far.
Well, because you took all the baseball movies, Zach.
No, there's a couple out there that are still good.
I'm not a big fan. If you pull it, I don't love Bull Durham.
So Bull Durham's on my list. I wasn't going to take it next, but Bull Durham is on my, it's on my, what's the draft sheet called? Your, whatever.
Your big board.
It's on my big board. Exactly. Yep. Right. Exactly. My next pick, though, is actually going to be a football movie, which I know may be surprising to you, but sticking with that theme of more than just about sports, Remember the Titans is going to be my, what are we in, fourth round here?
Yep.
My fourth round pick. And kind of in my wheelhouse as far as when it was released. I'm going to look up the date for when it was released, but you know, I was a kid when it was released in 2000. So, you know, I was a kid, when it came out, and I just remember, you know, I seeing this movie at least a couple times in the theaters and it being a big influence. And, you know, is a true story of a newly appointed African-American coach and his high school team on their first season, as a racially integrated unit. That's from IMDb. And Denzel Washington is amazing in it. I just think it's an awesome story and a really, really cool movie that, you know, you're able to dive right into that era in history, you know. So
that was really great. And so Denzel plays he's the coach, the grumpy coach, and goes out there, and it's just, yeah, it is pretty cool. That's a great movie. Wow, and that's a football movie for you too. That's quite interesting.
I know.
I'm going with the old, and you might have seen this movie probably. So I'm gonna hopefully steer a little bit more towards our demographic here. White Man Can't Jump.
Wow. Nice.
Woody Harrelson is phenomenal in that. Rosie Perez used to be hot, and she was in that movie. Wesley Snipes. I mean, it's so great the way that they kind of play this whole thing. And again, as a guy that continues to tell you that he wanted to play in the NBA at some point, I was obsessed with this movie too because I always loved that they always talked about it. I bought this shoes, Zach, that you made yourself quote unquote jump higher.
Really?
I will tell you this, and you can go back to some of the people in San Diego and see it. I used to be able to dunk a girl's basketball because my hands are so tiny that I can't palm a boy's basketball. So back in my junior year of high school, I was able to dunk a basketball. And if you've seen me, that's almost impossible. Think Spud Webb, but white. So that's one of my greatest feats of all time. But that movie to me was so funny. So many different things in there. And like I said, Rosie Perez was pretty hot in that flick for me as well. So my White Man Can't Jump has to make my movies.
All right. I like it. You have a couple comedies in there. That's pretty good. I don't have a comedy yet. So
I got Victory in there. That thing will make you cry in 10 seconds.
That's true. You're right.
My last one will definitely make you cry.
Well, I'm going to go with the comedy, and I'm surprised. I think if we're going to get tweets about our rankings, about our list, it's going to be where this one ranks so far down, because on a lot of people's lists, you know, it's maybe a top five movie. And that's going to be Major League, which I know a lot of people were referencing with Cleveland being in the World Series and seeing Charlie
Very
Sheen
topical,
at Game
Zach.
7.
Very topical.
But come on, Cleveland Major League's got to be up there as far as comedy goes with Caddyshack. To me, I think I laugh a little bit harder at Major League than even at Caddyshack. It's hilarious. It's a baseball movie. It's, you know, what is
so
not
cool
to love
references
about Major
yeah.
League, right? It's incredible.
It's got everything. It really does, because it's got that comedy aspect. It's got you in that locker room thinking
classic
about trying to get out of that slump.
Quotable scenes.
Yeah. I mean, and everybody plays perfectly. The third baseman, I forgot his name, but he's kind of a dick, and he ends up being kind of the dick on the team too. And, you know, the center fielder, it's just Willie Mays Hayes, just a great flick. And even the manager. I mean, what a perfect hard-ass, red-ass type manager that you need in that movie, and he's perfect for it. You know, everybody's got a chaw in their mouth. It just kind of reminds you of a good old-fashioned minor league baseball almost in a way.
Major League's hilarious. Never get – that's another one I try to watch every year or two, you know?
Yep.
That was on MLB Network. I don't know if they still do it or not.
Yeah, they do show flicks occasionally.
I forget what they call it, like Bleacher, I don't know, something. But anyway, they used to always play that like late at night. And when I was producing late night radio, I felt like I saw Major League like, I don't know, 100 times in a season because it was always being played, always. But it's still hilarious. I still laugh.
And holds up.
All the parts. It does. It holds up very well.
Well, here's a flick You said I don't put it, you said it's all comedy for me. It's just you yucks and, you know, knee slaps and everything. Well, if the 1993 Rudy doesn't get you just a big tear in your eyes, I don't know what you're doing. Now, again, I didn't grow up thinking I was going to be a football player, but I would be Rudy if there was one. And that guy just grinded his way, and just the stories, again, outside of off the gridiron, as they would say. But it's just a great, great message about never giving up and actually going out and giving it, and also about teammates and how big sports plays a bigger role, in my opinion, in more about what you learn from sports and learning how to work with people and learning how to, you know, support people and going out and playing for your teammate as opposed to playing for yourself in this day and age that we look at sports sometimes. And so if you want to go back and just kind of get your values in check, go ahead and check out the 1993, in my opinion, just great movie, and Rudy.
All right. I love it. Do you want to do one more? Since
I got one, if you do. I got a wild card.
All right. I have a wild card, and then I have a couple that are on my board that I feel like are honorable mentions that I want to mention. All right. So let me just recap while I'm thinking about where I want to go for the next pick. Jab, I took Field of Dreams, The Natural, Miracle, Remember the Titans, and Major League. Jab has taken Caddyshack, Hoosiers, Victory, White Man Can't Jump, and Rudy. I like both of our picks. They're very, very well rounded. We get a little bit of everything in there, you know.
I just don't have any baseball in yet, Zach.
No, baseball in yours. I know.
I do have one as a wild card, though.
I'm trying to decide. I know you're going to leave Bull Durham out there for me, and I like Bull Durham. But there's another. Well, actually, there's two baseball movies on my list that I still like. Oh man, where should I go? I'll go Bull Durham. All right.
Yeah.
Bull Durham. I know. I'm gonna make you happy with that. Bull Durham. I mean, another classic Kevin Costner baseball movie that I totally love it. Here's the IMDb description: a fan who has an affair with one minor league baseball player each season meets an up and coming pitcher, and the experienced catcher assigned to him. So that's Bull Durham. Crash Davis, Kevin Costner as Crash Davis. It's classic, you know. How many 80s baseball movies do we have, by the way?
A million. You're like one when you saw all these movies.
I was.
By the way, Susan Sarandon.
So.
Susan Sarandon holds up in that movie too. If you get my drift there too, she does get me a little steamed up. There was none of the, like, when we played baseball growing up on travel teams, we didn't have any of those harlots running around. I don't know where that is. That's
cleat chasers.
Yeah,
none of that.
We didn't have that, but. That's quite it. She does a good job of getting him ready for games. I do think there are some good parts about that movie. I'm not down on it. I would watch it if it's on. I'm not going to turn it off. It's just not one of my favorite baseball movies, but it's a great pick, and it should be picked because we would be roasted over the coals, by the way, by the 1-9s if we didn't put Bull Durham in.
It's
that
one that of – so I own all of these other movies. I don't own Bull Durham, but I feel like I see it regularly in different places. So I don't know if it's on Netflix or where I've seen it regularly.
It's shown on, by the way, MLB Network shows it all the time, too.
Okay, maybe. See, that's probably where then. I've probably seen it on MLB Network a million times, like I saw Major League, although I own Major League. So.
Of course.
I don't know. All right, what do you got, Jab, for your sixth round pick?
Again, steering a little bit to the older crowd of us, and so G Money, hopefully you'll get this with me. The Bad News Bears.
Ooh, all right.
Great movie. I still think if you watch it, and it, you know, again, where I'm at right now, I'm doing a lot of coaching and coaching kids. It just really holds up with just dealing with these youngsters and this team of just deplorable, as they would call it, basically, as an old Hillary Clinton term, just going out there and just being so bad on the field and just being so grumpy, and then making the throw over the fence, and then the hot kid on the motorcycle kind of shows up and he comes up being the pitcher, and it's just so many cool references in the movie too about just minor league or youth baseball and things of that nature. And again, in 1976, it does hold up. It's not as bad as you would think, but the interesting part here from Rolling Stone's piece about it: not every youngster grows up to be Mike Trout. Most of us grind through our little league years and on the scrub end of the bench, more interested in the post-game pizza party than the score. And for me, that's a great way to kind of talk about this movie and kind of how these band of misfits come out. And in the end, it's a great story in the end. So I don't want to give a spoiler alert to a 1976 movie.
Yeah, right. If you haven't seen Bad News Bears yet, then you deserve to be spoiled at this point. Other movies on my draft board that I didn't get a chance to take, I really, and I know some people hate it, but I really like Moneyball. I thought Moneyball was a great movie. I don't think it fits in top six. Like, I'm pretty happy with the movies
that we took
collectively ahead of Moneyball, but I do always end up watching Moneyball. It's one that I own. It's one.
What about Blindside?
I like Blindside. I don't know that Blindside would be like my top 10.
Too many false starts for you? It just has a tough time with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great story, right? I mean, yeah. Michael Orr's story is fantastic. I mean, it's incredible. It's inspirational. It's it's very cool to see what that guy came from. Obviously, take nothing away from what he's been able to achieve.
Still playing.
Yep. That was another one that I enjoyed seeing, and I think I liked a lot during the early days of Orr's career with the Ravens. I think that hit home for a lot of Ravens fans. But that wasn't on my draft board. I also had The Sandlot. I mean, that's another classic baseball movie that, I think every kid loved. I had Space Jam on my draft board too. Space Jam, which is one that I don't own.
You like
and
because of the
seen.
Cartoon part though too, don't you?
I was a kid when Space Jam came out. It's one of those nostalgic things, right? I think Space Jam is celebrating some anniversary right now. Let me check and see when it came out. Because I think I've seen some, it came out in 96, so it's 20 years old, which is crazy.
Wow, that is crazy.
Unbelievable. So I've seen some theaters that are actually playing Space Jam for its 20th anniversary, which would be awesome to see. How can you not love Bill Murray too? I mean, come on.
Oh, I love him.
Bill Murray's hilarious.
Did you see, I know you probably saw it, so I'm not asking that you didn't see it, but what'd you think of 42?
I love 42. Yeah. 42 is good as well. Yep. I've only seen it once. I saw it in the theater, but I thought it was really well done. Did you see it?
I did see it. I liked it a lot. I mean, I just, that whole story is great. And that one, Ali, was also really good, I thought, with Will Smith. I thought he played great with Ali. And then the last one for me that I really liked, too, that's inspirational. And it might have something to do with my affinity for one Matthew McConaughey, but We Are Marshall is a pretty good movie, too.
Yeah. Yeah, We Are Marshall is good.
I think it's just that I get to see McConaughey with his shirt off. I think that's more about
you
the
like
movie,
that,
but
right.
it's still pretty good.
Right.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yep. Yep. And you like Pride of the Yankees, too, right?
I love that movie. I can't believe we didn't find a way to get the Pride of the Yankees. I did go pretty old. I mean, again, I went to 1976. I didn't get as deep as I think Pride of the Yankees is 41 or something along those lines. That's a deep cut. A lot of people will get mad at us. I haven't seen Slapshot, and I love hockey, but I just haven't seen it. So, it's really high on all the lists. If you start looking at all the lists, there's a lot of people that talk about that movie being pretty big too. But
I think people are going to be mad because we don't have a single Rocky movie in here.
I know, but that's true. It is boxing, so it would be in there. I guess if I had to rank my Rockies, 4 is terrible. I did see the last one. I know that. I saw the one where actually this past one, Creed, was really good. This past year,
Creed was good. Yeah, I liked Creed.
So I would rank that higher than some of the other ones. Now, Mrs. Burns loves Rocky. She actually still has the VHS like set of the Rocky movies.
Yes, I remember that.
So I think she likes 2 the best. But I mean, all of them. You get pretty fired up when you watch those as well. But they get lost in the mush just because there's so many of them to pick from just one.
Yeah, it's almost hard to say I'm gonna take Rocky 3. I don't know. Truth be told, I don't know the Rocky movies well enough to even rank them in here. I've seen in the research for this draft, I've seen some people take Rocky 4 ahead. Jab just said Rocky 4 is the worst one of all, and he may be right. I don't know them well enough to really differentiate. Maybe I'm horrible for not knowing.
Unless I'm thinking Drago, I love the one where he's against Ivan Drago. That's a good one. So it's either 3 or 4.
Again, and I don't have cable, but those are movies. Those are movies I feel like are always on TV. Aren't the Rocky movies just always on TV?
Yeah, I just love that you say you don't have cable. I mean, you're the most plugged in person that I know, and you don't have cable. And that always just because you cut the cord, kind of, but you have a lightning cord that's in every single jack that you can find it in.
It's it's 2016. I got Netflix. Yeah, I don't need cable. I got Netflix, MLB TV, and NHL, whatever they call theirs. So what do I need cable for?
NHL TV, you don't. You need to watch the Caps.
That's right. So that's our list. Where did we fail? Where did we succeed? What's too high? What's too low? What did we leave out? We want to know. And actually, if you want to give us your top, we did six. We were planning on doing five. But if you want to give us your top five or six, yeah. Let Jabby
just put in hashtag 109. Just put your movies in order. You know, you can do them shorter, however you want to do it to get them in there. But just hit 109 and the hashtag, and Zach and I will definitely get it.
Yeah. Yep. Love to read some of those off later in the week. That'd be fun. So, fun topic on a Wacky Wednesday, Jabby Burns.
Thanks a lot, pal. I enjoyed it. Way to come up with some more material for us. That's why you are the program director, and I stick as the old GM.
Yeah, this was a challenge. This was a tough one to come up with. Nobody's ever done this before, so I feel very creative.
And we don't do drafts on this show.
Never. Yeah, with like three a week. Drafts. Drafts are fun.
I wish the candy draft. What's candy?
We'll be doing a Thanksgiving draft soon enough, I'm sure.
God, I got to get fired up for that. I got to do some research.
Yeah, you'll be able to eat something other than kale for once. That'll be nice.
Just awful.
It's getting close. All right, Jab. Good talking to you, my friend.
You too, pal.
For Jab, I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Baltimore Sports Today. Enjoy your Wednesday. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.